Begin report.
Survey asset 3649 in the Bilious system. We are about to begin scans of Planet 3. Visual scans detect no signs of sentient life so far.
So, how do you like the new job?
It's fine.
You get used to it. When I first got my assignment, I thought it would suck, but I don't know, I kinda like it. Lots of downtime, I watch a ton of Earth Portal. Do you watch any Earth Portal?
No.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll admit, it's pretty stupid stuff, but I get addicted. The Hillary Clinton show was hilarious. I was so pissed when they canceled it. I thought for sure it was gonna run for a few more seasons.
A lot of people did.
What?
Nothing. How many probes do we have left?
Three. Should be enough to cover this planet, right?
We'll be fine.
This assignment's weird, right? They already started building the TED tube. They're gonna block out the sun before we're done making sure nobody lives here.
It's a very important assignment. This is a high-priority system because of the star.
What's the big deal about the star?
It's a different kind of star. It's incredibly powerful. When we block it out and harness its power, we'll be able to build the biggest warp gate we've ever built.
Then what?
Then we'll have a really big gate. It's important.
Okay.
Launch probe one.
Bombs away. There are different kinds of stars?
Yes. What?
They all look the same to me.
How long have you been doing this assignment?
Since I got out of assessment. It's all I've done.
And you never noticed that stars are different?
No. In my defense, you're not supposed to look right at them. They told you that, right? Not to look at them?
They didn't have to tell me to not look directly at the sun. Everybody knows that.
I mean, I didn't get the memo. It was a rough first year. I almost went blind.
No one in your life has ever told you not to stare at the sun?
Yeah, I guess. I just figured in space it was okay. Like, it wouldn't be as bad.
It's way, way worse.
Well, yeah, man, I know that now.
Did they tell you to not go outside without a spacesuit on? You got that memo,
okay,
right?
Okay, very funny.
Launch probe two.
Bombs away.
Can you not say bombs away, please?
Yes, sorry. Launching probe two. I heard a rumor about you. Wanna hear what it was?
Nope.
I heard you got reassigned from a top secret mission. Is that true?
That's none of your business.
Come on, we're gonna be out here for a while.
If it was a top secret mission, I can't tell you about it.
If it was a top secret mission, how did I hear about it? I heard the whole thing went tits up. Tits up is an Earth term. I heard it a lot in the last season of the Hillary Clinton show.
I know what it means.
Look, it's not a big deal, okay? A lot of people get reassigned here after they screw up their job. There's no shame in it.
I didn't screw up my job, okay? And it is a big deal. I was in charge of an entire top secret mission, and now I'm in charge of a two-man skiff in the middle of nowhere. It's a big deal.
I knew it. It's all good, man.
No, it's not. It is, in fact, all bad. This is a punishment. I'm being punished. This is the crappiest job in the Empire that they reserve for failures, and here I am.
Hey, watch it. I'm good at this job.
You spent the first year staring into the sun. Doesn't that give you an idea of the skill level they're looking for?
Was your top secret job being a dick?
Launch probe three.
Bombs away.
I'm sorry.
I like my job. I was just telling you I like my job.
I know, and I'm sorry. I apologize.
We're gonna be out here for a long time. Maybe figure out how to not be an asshole.
I will, okay?
Do you want to tell me what your top secret project was as a way of apologizing to me?
Keeping it a secret is the only part of it that I didn't screw up, so no.
Bummer.
Anything good on Earth Portal these days?
Oh man, where do I start? I watch everything, right? But I always have that one show that I don't miss. But they canceled the Hillary Clinton show, so I had to find something else. And then last week I found it. The Elon Musk show. Hilarious. This one time this guy saved a bunch of kids from drowning, and Elon called him a pedophile. Like, randomly. For no reason. And everybody was like, wow, look at this guy. So smart.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Aha! So you do watch Earth Portal. I knew it.
I really don't.
Oh yeah? Then how do you know Elon Musk? What, were you an Earth expert in your last gig? Oh. My. God.
I can't talk about
it. You were an Earth expert? Nobody gets that assignment. I thought it was a myth.
It's not a myth.
Is it a dream? Do you just watch Earth Portal all day?
Look, I can't talk about the specifics, okay? But actually, when you're an Earth expert, you're not allowed to watch Earth Portal.
Why not?
That's the policy.
Is it not real? Elon Musk isn't actually like that?
No, he definitely is. But we're not allowed.
I have so many questions. Can I ask you questions? I promise I won't ask about top secret stuff.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Oof. Where do I start? Oh, okay. Is it true that there's a place called Illinois, and to be the leader of Illinois, you have to commit crimes?
No, that's not true. It feels true.
Is it true they used to have slavery, but all the slaves were freed by a giant?
What? No, that's... He was just really tall.
What is the deal with that ceremony where they get together with a bunch of people they hate, eat a bunch of food, and then a month later give those same people a bunch of gifts?
That's two separate holidays. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Not part of the same thing?
No. Again, it feels that way, but it's not.
And how do they make beer out of light?
No, that's not what it is. It's not made out of light. It's just lighter beer.
Why do they make it lighter?
Well, because they really like it, and they say to themselves, hey, if I make this less enjoyable, maybe I can drink more of it.
Why would they drink more of it if it's less enjoyable?
Honestly, I studied the planet my whole life, and I still don't understand it.
It's so much fun, though, man.
Yeah. You do a fun thing long enough, it just becomes a job.
Was there anything you liked about it?
Yeah.
Like what?
In the middle of the planet, there's a huge forest, massive, like the ones we used to have on Ted. It makes most of the oxygen in the atmosphere, and in the middle of that is the biggest river you've ever seen. 3 million different species of animals live in that one forest. 2,500 types of trees. There are trees there that, when they get tall enough, they can make their own clouds out of thin air. Some of the trees are so big that an animal can spend its whole life in just one tree.
That sounds amazing.
They're chopping it all down for fuel. Idiots. What's that?
Probe 1 has touched down. It's sending back audio.
Let's hear it.
What the hell is that?
Analyze the audio.
Hang on.
Sounds like giant crickets.
What's a cricket?
Never mind.
Oh, shit.
What?
Analysis says it's sentient.
No way.
It's sentient.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Pattern analysis says reads as complicated language.
Motherfucker, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, that's just great. Fantastic.
It is fantastic.
No, it's not. They're going to have to abandon this entire system. They can't black out a system that has sentient life. That's the first protocol. Jesus! What kind of fucking bad luck do I have?
Buddy, you don't get it, do you?
What are you talking about? What's there to get? I've gone from one doomed assignment to another. They're going to have to shut down this entire project and abandon the system.
Seriously?
Yes!
Aw, you're adorable.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna shut off this noise, and I'm gonna teach you something.
What's happening?
Friend of mine, let me break this down for you. We spend our lives in these tiny ships surveying systems for alien life. And our home planet always hopes we don't find it, because if we do, then they can't build a warp gate. But every once in a while, they jump the gun and start making a warp gate before we're done surveying. And when they jump the gun, we secretly wait for the perfect storm.
What's the perfect storm?
The perfect storm is when you find alien life in a system where they've already started building.
I don't understand how that's the perfect storm. They're going to have to abandon the system after half the work is already done.
You really think our home world is going to waste all those resources it spent on this system? You said it yourself, the start is special, right?
Well, then what are they going to do?
Listen, all we have to do is our job. We report the alien life to the home world like we always do. And then we wait.
We wait for what?
Reassignment.
They're going to reassign us?
Oh, not just a reassignment, my friend. We're gonna get to choose our assignment.
Choose? Nobody gets to choose their assignment. That goes against everything.
I know, but they really need the warp gate in this system, and they really need us to keep quiet about whatever we just found on that planet. So they're gonna give us whatever we want. I learned about this on Earth Portal. It's called corruption.
But they're going to destroy this solar system. There could be a whole civilization down there.
Hey, listen. That's not up to us. We're just doing our job. It's our job to report any alien life we find. Everything else is up to someone else. That's the glory of the Ted Empire, man. Everything is always someone else's fault. That's another thing I learned from Earth Portal. It's called bureaucracy.
This doesn't sound right to me at all.
I know, but let me ask you this. Your last job, the one you screwed up so bad. Don't you want a chance to go back and do it right? You seem to be having a moral dilemma over here, pal. Here's the thing. There's no moral dilemma right now. You know why? Because we're Teds. Teds are supposed to just shut up and do our jobs. Most of the time that sucks, but every once in a while... Eh? Perfect storm.
Begin report.
This is Survey Asset 3649. Scans of Planet 3 in the Bilious Sector have confirmed alien life. Please advise on next steps.
How do you feel?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. You'll get used to it. I think I'll ask for an assignment at Earth Portal. Do what you love, you know? That's what the Earthlings say.
Sure.
What about you? Are you gonna go back to your old job?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'll go back.
This interlude has been brought to you in part by our Monte Cristo level and above supporters: Wilson, Billy, Bertbert, Bethany, Cinnamon, Mel Momberg, Justine Burbank, Melvis Gray Mystery, Ruth McCormick, Stuck in Derplahoma, Deodand, Menlor, Calibri, Special K, Naya, Anna, Ben and Jessica, Bearkeeper, Levi, and Existentially Exhausted Bean.